While we were away on vacation, Chip Kelly got the axe in Philadelphia, and now the hot rumor is that they are talking with Tom Coughlin, the former Giants coach. Apparently those talks have intensified, so we thought this would be a good morning to eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. Let's tune in the Touchdown Brothers and see what they're saying.
I mean, you're one of the greatest of all time, and it's a true honor that you are on our show here this morning. We really appreciate the time.
I'm here.
Okay, that's Tiger Woods joining us now.
What did he say there at the end? It sounded like he said, by newses.
What did he call us?
Newses or
the
something newses. Like that.
Yeah, with the news. Anyway, that's pretty cool. We got Tiger Woods on the show.
Yeah, what was that rant he went on about his dad? That was weird.
I don't know. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, it was.
Because his dad's no longer here, but he's saying all that stuff about
Michelle
him.
Hey,
tell me this, though. Why didn't you rip him?
What do you mean, why didn't I rip
him? I mean, he needs to be ripped. He hadn't won in, like, what, 12 years or something?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I just feel kind of sorry for the guy. I mean, look what happened to him. He had it all. He had the stellar career, the white wife, more money than you can shake a 9-9 at.
Why'd you say that?
What, 9-9? I could have picked any club.
No. The whole thing about the white wife. What? Who cares?
I didn't say she was white.
Yeah, I think you did.
Did I?
Yeah. But I don't know.
If I said it, it was only to raise awareness of the strife that the minorities go through.
Right. I understand that. But you still should have ripped him. I mean, he hasn't won anything.
That's what we do on this show.
True away his career.
True it away.
Yeah, totally true it away.
All right, the show is Down in Distance. We're the Touchdown Brothers. I'm Jimmy Amendola. That's Tony Ragu. That's right. And we just had Tiger Woods on. All right. You know what we got to talk about, don't you?
I cannot believe we're talking about this, but we got to talk about it.
We got to talk about it. I mean, if you're not going to talk
about it.
Tom Coughlin?
The Giants coach now is going to coach the Eagles?
I tell you, it just makes me so mad that they're even considering this guy.
He's a Giant, and by the way, he sucked as a coach of the Giants.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe the Eagles want to investigate that. Look at his resume. It has one word on it. Sucks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he coached the Giants. You know what I think this is? I think this is espionage on the point of the Giants. They want him to coach the Eagles, and then Coughlin will, like, lose on purpose every Sunday.
Yeah, he's probably going to coach the Eagles just to spy on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and I don't mean this in any way to sound negative or to be taken as a criticization, but Tom Coughlin couldn't coach the pee out of a boot if the instructions were on the heel, right? Because get it? Because if the instructions were on the heel, you'd have to turn it upside down.
Yeah,
and then
the pee that I mentioned earlier would come out anyway.
Tom Coughlin. Hey, you know what? Huh. Before we do any more Tom Coughlin talk, let's talk about Andy Reid, okay?
Why did the Eagles ever get rid of him?
Why did the Eagles ever get rid of him?
I mean, you look at the bracket, the Chiefs are still going. They're probably going to win the Super Bowl.
I mean, look at Andy Reid. He's one of us. He thinks like us. He looks like us.
Yeah.
I mean, I weigh a little bit more than he does, but still, he
looks like
us.
Yeah, like how much more?
175 pounds, give or take. But the point is, he's a real human being, and that's what football's for.
Yeah.
For human beings. And if you disagree with me on this, okay? Talking to the callers out there.
Okay, all right.
If you disagree with me, I would like to invite you and welcome you to Never Call Damn Here Again. And not only that, but I would like to extend you the hospitality to go somewhere else for your sports talk.
Hey, I got to tell you something, man. You're talking weird this morning.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You're using, like, weird phrases that I've never heard you say before.
What, that's the way people talk. You say, don't you and you welcome people to be unwelcome.
There is one guy that talks like that, but you're not him. It's that that Norm guy that we have on from time to time.
Oh, that jerkazoid with the big honker?
Yeah. Why would you want to sound like somebody from Texas?
He's not from Texas.
Where's he from?
Poland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
That's cool. All right, shall we go to the phones?
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Let's kick it off with who we got up first. Sal.
Oh, yes, Sal.
In South Philly. Yeah. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing this morning?
That's going pretty good, Sal.
You know, Tom Coughlin, he'd be an okay hire and everything, but he's a stinking Giant, and he always will be a stinking Giant. So to him, I say, up your nose with a rubber hose.
Good point, Sal.
Forever.
Hey, you knows what?
What?
if we're going to hire an old guy, I'd rather see us bring back the great Dick Vermeil. That's when we was great.
Now you're talking. Yeah, now you're talking. To a Super Bowl with the Eagles back in the 80s, man. Okay, yeah, sound those what's up.
Yeah.
Sound those what's up. Hey, this Coughlin thing, it could be worse. They could get Jason Garrett.
Hey, watch out. Don't bag on Garrett. He's big buddies with Troy Aikens,
who
I know for a fact listens to this show.
That's right. Okay. All right. Sorry, Troy.
All right. Okay.
Sorry
okay.
about
All
that.
Right. All right. Okay. Sal.
Hey, you know what? The only good thing about us going 7-9 this season is that we won 3 more games than the Cowgirls.
Oh, 4-12, Dallas! 4-12, Dallas!
We'll be right back with the tickets, Justin Montemayor.
I think we should keep listening for Justin's
show.
Yeah, maybe let's tune that back in 5 minutes and hear what Justin has
to
say.
Let's not.
All right, it's 8:48 on the ticket.
Stop it, Jer.